Christmas is a celebration of God's amazing grace in that he loved each of us so much that he sent his only begotten Son as manifestation of the way to truth, hope, and redemption. This is the essence of Christmas. Regardless of religious traditions, this is the time of year when we collectively reflect on certain themes: peace, love, and fellowship. But it is also a festive time. It is a time when we radiate the feeling of goodwill, friendliness, and generosity to all. During this festive season, however, let us not forget that Christmas is not always a happy time for everyone. There are many vulnerable persons among us, our brothers and sisters who are poor and in need, the aged, the infirm, the disabled, and the homeless. As we remember the Christ child, let us remember our children. Let us pledge to protect them from abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Let us ensure that they are properly guided and educated, particularly at the early childhood and primary levels of our education system. Only then can we be assured that they will be placed in a position to contribute meaningfully to the future development of our country. This Christmas, let us hug them, show them that we care, and make them happy. On behalf of my family and the parliamentary opposition, I want to extend greetings and best wishes for the season to all Jamaicans at home and abroad. Let us be happy, but above all else, be safe. Sunshine at Christmas, Jamaican
style. From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Some may find the homeless repulsive and pass by on the other side. However, one group of volunteers is resolute in caring for street people. To find out more, stay with us on this week's edition of Sharing the Love. The St. Elizabeth Care Committee is a non-profit organization that caters to the homeless within the parish.
Our mission is to utilize outreach to improve the quality of life for persons living on the streets of St. Elizabeth, whether because they're mentally ill or because they are poor, homeless. Street people care is really what we're about.
Chair of the St. Elizabeth Care Committee, Beryl Rochester. Once per week, the care committee provides showers, food, and a change of clothing for close to 50 homeless persons throughout St. Elizabeth.
We have three outreaches, one in Black River that started in 2004, Junction started 2009, and Santa Cruz started 2012.
Caregiver at the Santa Cruz arm of the St. Elizabeth Care Committee, Lorenzo Orr, says the work has its challenges as some of the homeless persons become hostile at times. This, he says, is not a deterrent, and though a bit dangerous, is a road worth traveling.
Sometimes they can be hostile, but as caregivers and as people trying to help people, there's a lot of things we'll have to put up with.
You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there.
If you take it from the principle of the Bible, it's a command. The least we do unto these persons, we actually do it unto God. So this is just an extension of ministry.
Director of the Santa Cruz arm of the St. Elizabeth Care Committee, Patrick Thomas. He says a bond has been created between the homeless persons and members of the care committee that goes beyond the walls of the facilities.
So these people will see you on the road, they will come over, they say hi. Some of them most of the time want money, naturally. But it's good to see that we can make an impact and these people are appreciating.
Mr. Thomas says volunteers never tire of doing a good deed for those in need.
Caring for those who can't care for themselves. And so we do it with a passion, trying to change a life one at a time.
If you are interested in making a donation to the St. Elizabeth Care Committee, call 877-8005. And that's it for this week's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, continue to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.